My name is Said. I've come from Damascus city. It's been 5 years, 5 years ago. I was studying interior design and I was supporting the revolution hardly. I've worked in first aid in Red Cross, Red Crescent, and because of that I've been in jail for like 20 days. After the life became very hard in Syria, so there were no space for to speak, you know. It became very hard. You have to choose with the regime or against the regime. It was difficult to get the visa because the embassies in Syria was closed. So one day, a friend of mine, he told me, "Are you interested to go and make a workshop in Italy?" And I said, it was my dream to continue with my study in Italy. So I said, it's gonna be a nice experience. When I thought about it, it was just to go to make the workshop and get back. But as the situation is getting worse and worse, the last night before my visa's finished, I had to make a choice because I can't stay without applying for asylum or to get back. Because finally I decide just, okay, I'll stay. I feel it's better, you know. To be honest, in that time, it was Belgium and Sweden, the only countries who give residence. You know, like, okay, if I want to stay here, I stay here like for 5 years. While in other countries, you could stay for 2 months. You will get a permission to stay 2 months, and after you have to renew it, and after you have to renew it, and you don't know the situation after. So it's now my close family, my mother, my sisters, and my brother is in Brussels as well. It was very difficult because it took them like 2 years. After I get out, my father was being arrested for the same reason, but it was after. And then when he's getting released, it was very difficult to stay because the regime started to annoy them, you know, like always. So they went to Egypt. And in Egypt, they stayed like for 1 year, 1 year and a half. Before it was very nice, the residence. And after it became very difficult. And even for the new coming Syrians, it was impossible because they asked they require a visa. So after they went to Turkey, they stayed there for a while. Then they come to Brussels.
Nice. Yeah. And do you know anyone else that's still back home that you have contact with? Like, how is the situation like back in your hometown? Do you know at all?
In the center of Damascus, it's okay. There is a life. But far 2-3 kilometers, it's disaster. Now there's like very huge war happened there. I still have members of my family, like my uncle, my aunts. Some of them in the jail till now, since 5 years. Someone we know that is alive, and the else we don't know. We have nothing at all, no news at all.
Right.
For the young people, they might be in the jail, or they've been killed, or they are in the army, in the Syrian army or the army. Otherwise, they are out of Syria.